We see now the Muslim houses of the eastern area, which are from the 14th century and had an important phase of reconstruction after the conquest of Muhammad V. They keep some parts of the kitchen where a stove was recovered. These are the most prominent Islamic remains from the castle, and even though they were partially destroyed due to the 19th century houses around, they let us know how the lifestyle inside the citadel was. It is also important to remark that during the latest excavations in the castle, they found common objects from La Alhambra, pointing out how important the castle was inside the Kingdom of Granada. Over these remains, there are some other more recent structures that were part of the house of the administrator or the Duke of Cesar. They are linked on one side to the water tank and on the other to the wall. You can also notice the vault of a staircase that accesses to the upper floor, a kitchen on the western side with the remains of two large vases at the back, and different spaces with pantries and storage room. It is also remarkable the existence of another Arab water tank inside one of the rooms. It has a rectangular floor with a height of 6 meters and a width of 2.4. It still preserves the staircase to go down. To continue our walk through the castle, go through the parade ground and approach the crossbow next to the stables room.